Hey there, Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. All right, let's talk about knowing your knee pain. All right, like a creaky door in need of WD-40, sometimes needs a little lubrication, okay? And what happens is people nowadays are going for these gel shots. These gel shots are being touted. Well, first of all, Big Pharma can promote them. Hey, these things. The efficacy is less than 50%, much less than 50%. But let's just say, okay, half time it works, half time it doesn't work. You try physical therapy, you try exercising, and you still have knee pain. And if you're in your 50s, people are starting to consider knee replacements a lot earlier. You know, it's just to think, okay, I've tried surgery, I've tried physical therapy, I've tried Advil, Aleve, gel shots. Gel shots are basically a thing called hyaluronic acid. And it's what you basically have in your knee joint in a fluid we call synovial fluid. Synovial fluid. Now, the attempt there with the gel shot is to introduce a viscous fluid to cushion and protect the knee joint, okay, to help that meniscus, which is the disc between the, you know, between your femur and your thigh. And what happens there is you lose lubrication for a lot of reasons. One reason I'm going to tell you most that's often overlooked is called the popliteus muscle, which is in back of your knee. That muscle in back of your knee is a big driver of knee pain because when that muscle is not firing properly, it does not let your knee lock into extension. So you put extra tension onto the meniscus. And I'm sure if you have knee pain, you've heard the term bone on bone. Everybody talks about bone on bone. Well, bone on bone is a problem because you're wearing out the meniscus, which is that cushion between, you know, upper leg and lower leg, okay, in the knee joint itself. And so then sometimes there's too much pressure on it, it desiccates, it breaks off, flakes off, chunks off, and you have that problem. So what is synovial fluid? Synovial fluid is a fluid that is naturally produced by the synovial cells in the lining around your joint. A synovial joint is one that produces a specific type of lubricant, okay, called synovial fluid. And what happens over time is, you got to understand, synovial fluid plays a crucial role in reducing friction between the bones and can alleviate knee pain, all right? And when the damage is done to the meniscus, which is that disc in between, just like spinal disc between spinal bones, you have the meniscus between the patella, in the knee joint itself. So what happens is we have a particular therapy called the Neon Track. And the Neon Track stimulates the production of synovial fluid naturally. So it naturally does this. It's a very safe, very effective way to really get a lot of knee relief, but also, too, it's important to take a look at certain muscles that are always overlooked. I mean, if you reach around behind your knee and poke in there, if you have a little inflammation, a little swelling, most doctors who are not well-versed will call it a Baker's cyst. A Baker's cyst. But it's not really a Baker's cyst. A lot of times it's just that muscle is being worked way too hard. And as a result, it puts tension, more tension, onto the knee joint itself. So you have that. What happens is, think of a hinge. But at the last moment of when you fully open or extend the hinge, which was the knee in this case, what happens is a locking movement, and that locking movement is prevented when you have a weak popliteus or a shortened popliteus muscle behind. So it's overlooked, I'd say 85-90% of the time as being a source of knee pain. Hey, you got knee pain, bone on bone, you just do physical therapy. And listen, physical therapy is wonderful. And a lot of that stuff you can and should do on your own to strengthen your knee. Another thing, too, is obviously losing weight, but we're not going to talk about that today. I think we discussed Wegovy, and it was them picking a previous podcast. So what happens is the synovial fluid plays a crucial role in keeping your knee joint healthy and pain-free. It's a natural lubricant. It reduces friction between the bones and allows for smooth movement. It also helps to nourish the joint because it provides essential nutrients. Like, think about it. There's no direct blood supply to the knee itself. However, you have to get nutrients in there, and that's how we get nutrients into the knee joint itself, is through this particular fluid. So certain conditions like torn meniscus, ACL, MCL, they can irritate and cause a problem with the production of synovial fluid, leading to limited mobility and knee pain. So that's where the Neon Track comes. The Neon Track stimulates the synovial cells to produce more lubricating fluid, but we also address the popliteus. And together, it's quite an effective thing. Now, exercise, of course, is essential. You must exercise after you're done. I mean, if you're not going to exercise, you're going to probably have that bad knee again. You got to drive blood. And a lot of times, that's where the biggest problem comes in, is people say they're going to exercise, but they do not exercise after getting the knee fixed. So how do you do this? Well, like I said, the Neon Track is a phenomenal device. It's a medical grade device. And at this point in time, as far as I can tell, I'm the only person in Connecticut with the Neon Track. So that creates a little bit of a problem there to itself. If you'd like to come and try it, give us a call. Number is 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Listen, not every knee is going to work with what we do. And sometimes you do have to go for surgery, and that is the case many times. It depends how far gone it is. We have actually seen people who have gone through knee replacement get pretty damn good results after the knee replacement fails by getting more of this, by working on the popliteus and stimulating production of synovial fluid. All right. Listen, thanks very much for listening. If you have any questions, again, Dr. Brian McKay, Not Just a Chiropractor, Stanford Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan, give us a shout. All right. Have a great day and have a good MLK weekend. Bye.